Welcome to the Automated Daily, Tech News Edition, the podcast created by Generative AI. Today is May 10, 2024, and we're diving into the latest and most intriguing developments in the tech world. From advancements in electric vehicles and programming languages to the challenges of space-based solar power and the dynamics of social media platforms, we've got a lot to cover. So, let's get started. First up, let's talk about the electric vehicle market. At the recent Beijing Auto Show, Chinese automakers showcased over 100 new electrified models, significantly overshadowing Western brands. Kevin Williams, who drove several of these vehicles, reported that Chinese EVs are not only technologically advanced, but also offer better design and value, making them more appealing to consumers than their Western counterparts. This dominance in the EV market poses a challenge for Western automakers, who need to accelerate their electrification efforts and adapt to the high-tech preferences of the Chinese market. Moving on to programming languages, there's a new player in town named June. Developed as a safe systems language, June aims to simplify memory management and improve code safety by introducing concepts like grouped allocations with shared lifetimes. This new language, which complements Rust, could potentially make application development more efficient and secure, especially for complex data structures like circular linked lists. In space technology, the concept of space-based solar power plants is gaining traction. These plants would involve gigantic satellites that collect sunlight and beam power back to Earth. However, the feasibility of such projects remains in question due to the massive technical, financial, and environmental challenges involved. Experts are skeptical about the practicality of deploying large space solar power systems anytime soon, given the current technological and cost barriers. In the realm of digital publishing, OpenAI has been making moves with its Preferred Publishers program. The program seeks to collaborate with news publishers by offering financial incentives in exchange for content access. This initiative aims to enhance the integration of publisher content into OpenAI's products like ChatGPT, although it has stirred some controversy regarding data scraping and copyright issues. On the gaming front, Microsoft is gearing up to launch its new Xbox mobile gaming store this July. The store will start by featuring popular games like Candy Crush and Minecraft, and is designed to be accessible via the web on all devices. This strategic move aims to bypass the limitations of traditional app stores and create a more seamless gaming experience across different platforms. Jack Dorsey, in a rare interview, shared his insights on the challenges faced by social media platforms and his vision for reducing censorship. He emphasized the importance of moving towards open protocols to prevent undue control and manipulation, reflecting on his experiences with Twitter and his support for decentralized platforms like Nostr. Lastly, in augmented reality, Stanford researchers have developed a new AI-assisted holographic imaging technology for AR glasses. This technology promises to deliver high-quality, realistic 3D images in a compact form, potentially revolutionizing the AR glasses market, currently dominated by bulkier models. That wraps up today's episode of the Automated Daily Tech News Edition. We've covered a range of topics, from the latest in electric vehicles and programming languages to innovative gaming solutions and the future of augmented reality. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll be back with more tech news tomorrow. Stay informed and stay curious.